Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis. This is episode 207, season 9. Today's date is March 21st, 2023, and welcome to the show. On today's program, I will talk about two movie theaters that are no longer in existence in Chicago. One on the north side is the Granada Theater, and the one on the south side is the Brighton Theater. And also, I'll do a wrap-up of my past posts on Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page. But first, the program will go into a commercial break. This program is brought to you by Micrin Mouthwash. And here's a TV commercial from the late 1960s. I remember this product. So sit back, kick off your shoes, and relax. And I'll be right back with the program. Thank you, everyone.
Sorry, Sandy.
Buying mouthwash?
Yes.
Try this.
Micrin? I've tried it.
This is new extra strength Micrin. It's different from anything you've ever tried.
Oh, come on, Sandy.
Really? I can feel it working. Every breath's a burst of cool taste. So I know my breath's clean.
I'll try it.
You'll love it.
New extra strength Micrin. You can really feel it working.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Micrin mouthwash. Like I said before, I remember this product. It was introduced in 1961, and it lasted until about 1978-79. It was manufactured by Johnson & Johnson, and it was competing with Listerine and other mouthwash, like, for example, Scope. What's the other one? Lavoris, Colgate 100. And what's different about this product, it was blue. The liquid was blue. You know, Scope was green. Listerine was kind of brown. Well, not brown, light brown, like that. I never had it, but I remember seeing it at drugstores when I was growing up, like, for example, at Super X drugstores at Fort City or Crestline Pharmacy near my old house, you know, in the old neighborhood, or Edwards drugstore on the southwest side near my house as well. And what's distinguished about this product is the bottle. It looked like an old wine canister in a way. And it had a logo. It had a letter D, and I think it had something to do with the American Dental Association, like that. So they had a lot of commercials during the 60s and the 70s, and I guess it was too competitive, and the product was discontinued. Okay. In the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about two theaters, one north, one south, the Granada Theater in the Rogers Park neighborhood, and also the Brighton Theater in Brighton Park neighborhood on the south side. Before I get started, just a couple things I want to tell you. One, my Facebook page, that is Vanished Chicagoland, reached 75,000 followers. So that's a great milestone. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. It's amazing. It really is. So there are that many people that follow the page. As for likes, they're about over 68,000, which is okay. So hopefully we'll reach 100,000 down the road. I don't think anytime soon, but we hope, you know, like that. Also, the second thing I want to say is today is the second anniversary of Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Yeah, it's the second anniversary. I launched this on March 21st, 2021. And I was going to do an anniversary show today, but no. I will do one this weekend. I haven't decided what I want to talk about. So we'll see. Maybe the top episodes. That might be a good idea. You know, we can talk about those. The most plays of that. It'd be very interesting. And it will be fun. So I'll let everyone, let you know and everyone else that's coming up. I posted a little thing just this morning to let everyone know that it's the second anniversary and what's coming up. So this will be a lot of fun. Also, I'm sorry, one more thing. I'm going to the doctor today for a checkup, my regular doctor, and see what he says. So wish me luck. Okay. So let's get started. I'm going to talk about the first theater, the Granada Theater. Okay. So the Granada Theater, that opened on September 13th, 1926. Yeah. And that was located at, let's see, we're here, 6427 North Sheridan Road in Chicago, right near Loyola University. And it was a grand theater, beautifully architectured. And let's see what else. It was constructed for the two brothers. They were Marx brothers, not the comedy team. It was M-E-R-K-S, not M-E-R-X. And they opened a lot of theaters around. And the architecture firm was Levy and Klein. And the designer of the theater, the man's name was Edward E. Eichenbaum. And he also designed other theaters in Chicago, such as the Marlboro, which is on the west side, the Regal Theater, which is on the south side, and the Century Theater. And they operated the theater until 1934. And then Balaban and Katz purchased the property. Now, they were famous for other theaters, like all over Chicago. I can't name all of them. I'd like to someday do that. And they opened until 1978. And then they showed movies at first. A lot of people have memories of that, like going to single features, double features. And then until the mid-80s, used for rock concerts. I remember when guitarist Jeff Beck died earlier, about a month ago, he performed there. And there were other musical artists as well. I can't think of anyone else. But it was also used for midnight showings for the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And they used that for a long time, you know, for a few years, you know, just, they did that at other theaters. I went to one midnight showing, but not at Granada Theater. I went to Fort City. And, but it was decaying and, you know, a lot of people didn't go and they tried to, but it didn't happen. So they demolished it. And let's see. So it was torn down in 1990, and it replaced it was replaced by an apartment retail complex, and they named it the Granada. And as you, if you go there now, if you drive on North Sheridan Road, you would see the entrance, you know, like that, and would say Granada. It's sort of similar, like the. The architecture like that. And I never went to this theater, but I passed by it. One day when I was in high school, I wanted to apply at a Loyola University. I knew I wasn't going to get in. There was no way. But I did go there just to look around the campus and speak to a counselor. And that was fun. It's a beautiful school. It's a good school. And I did pass by the Granada. You know, I asked my parents, they came with me, can we look at the Granada? Just look at that. And then we drove there, I believe. And it was okay. It looked a little run down a bit, but the architecture was beautiful. It still is. And a lot of people have a lot of memories. Once I post something about the Granada Theater on my Facebook page on Van Chicagoland, the memories just flood in. They remember what movies they saw, who they went with, and all that. And it was just amazing. It really was. And let's see. You know, inside the theater had a balconies, at like an orchestra level. Oh, gorgeous. You know, beautiful. That's a shame. It really was. Those beautiful movie palaces are gone, really. Now they're big screen theaters, you know, big seats. It's fine. You know, the seats are fine. I like that. You want to relax and all that. That's the one thing I like about going to the theater. You're not cramped, you know, or you just, you know, you can lift your legs up, you know, like at a reclining position. So this is a shame. It really is. Okay. Next theater I'm going to talk about is the Brighton Theater. Okay. And this was in the Brighton Park neighborhood on the south side, or southwest side, excuse me. This was located at 4223 South Archer Avenue. And this, according to some sources, it didn't really open in 1919. It opened in 1921, I think, a little later, a couple years later. And it was originally called the Brighton Park Theater. And it was the same architecture firm of Levy and Klein, who also did the Granada and the Century Theater, but it was before that was called the Diversity Theater. It didn't have a stage, but it had an organ, so it probably played silent movies. So when silent movies were shown on the screen, somebody was playing the organ, you know, like that. And the name of Brighton Park, they dropped the park name after during the 1950s when, you know, they showed more movies and all that. It became a very popular theater all through the years, you know, in that neighborhood. And it was the place to go. It really was. And of course, let's see. Also, it was last known. It was kind of infamous. There were two sisters named the Grimes, and they went to see a movie called Love Me Tender, you know, an Elvis Presley movie that happened in 1956. And they went to the theater, and after they left, they were never seen again. And then they were found in Willow Springs, and they were dead. And that was horrible. Oh, that was horrible. And most people, well, it's sort of forgotten, but recently, WGN TV did a story. I saw that on TV, and I never knew about this, and I found it fascinating, you know, and the crime was never solved. I don't know. I don't think they've, I don't remember if they caught the killer. I don't think so. But that was infamous for that. But a lot of people, you know, people today won't remember that. No. I went to this theater once. I did to see a movie. I think I saw one of the Rocky movies, Rocky II or Rocky III. There was a friend of mine. You see, I worked at the Burger King on Archer and Spalding. That's a little west of Kedzie. This was during college in 1981 and 82. I was working. He says, you want to go to the theater after you get off work? And I said, okay, where are we going? The Brighton Theater. I said, why are we going there? Why don't we go to Fort City and all that? Well, it's nearby. And then we can go home. Okay. So that was arranged. That was like 2 days prior of that. So he dropped me off at work that day. And then he picked me up after my shift was over. And then picked me up. And then we went to see the theater. Inside was nice, very nice, you know. And we watched the movie, and then we went home, you know. I remember buying popcorn. Oh, but popcorn is good. And let's see, so the Brighton Theater was closed. I don't know exactly. Yeah, it closed its doors on September 26, 1991. And it was demolished in 2003. So if you go on Google Maps, I haven't been to Archer Avenue in a while. I haven't drove by that. There's an empty lot. There's nothing there. That's a shame. You know, that's sad. You know, and so when people drive by Archer Avenue and they see that empty lot, that's the Brighton Theater. It really was. So that's awful. It really is. So there you have it. So I discussed the Granada Theater on the north side in the Rogers Park neighborhood, and also the Brighton Theater in Brighton Park neighborhood in Chicago on the south side. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break, and then when I come back, I'll talk about my past posts on Vanish Chicagoland Facebook page. Okay, everyone. Thank you. Okay, everyone. I am back, I hope. I'm back from my break. Sorry. I'm nervous. So right now I'm going to talk about my past post of Vanish Chicagoland Stories. No, Facebook page. You know, I'm so nervous today. I don't know why. That's terrible. And I'm going to get started right now. Here's a post on my Facebook page from March 8th. It was a photo of the bus route from the CTA, the 149 Stateliner. And it was on State Street, and it's passed by a clothing store called Howard. A lot of people remember that store. I remember it too. It had good clothes. I don't know where exactly it was located. I don't pinpoint that, but it was from, it's those big buses, you know, the propane ones. I love those. You know, they're my favorite photos. And that route has been around. It was around for a long, long time. It doesn't exist anymore. They changed that. I don't know when they discontinued. Probably late 80s, early 90s, something like that. And it was gone, you know. But it was like a shuttle service. It was like that. I think it was called Michigan Wacker State first, and they changed it to Stateliner. Okay. The next page, next photo, excuse me, is it was a photo of Macintosh Mouse from the TV show Garfield, Goose, and Friends. I found this photo, and Macintosh Mouse, he was cute. He really was. I think he operated the mail room on the TV show, and whenever there was mail, he handed mail to Fraser Thomas. Like that, and he was adorable. He really was. He didn't speak, but I found this photo. He was kind of cool looking, so that's great. That. And next up, I found some stationery from Weebolt's department store, and you know the Weebolt's logo and the color green was synonymous with that. It was beautiful, like that, and. Had a box number, you know, with the address on it. So this particular stationery was for a credit card application. So sometimes you would apply for a credit card, and then you would receive it in the mail back if you got accepted. So that was kind of nice, like that. Okay, and next up we have the. I found a postcard, and this was from a restaurant called Math Eigler's Casino. A lot of people remember this restaurant very well in the old days. This was located 1627-29 West Melrose Street in Chicago on the north side. And it was famous for their singing waiters. And according to some people, it had good food, great entertainment. I have not done a podcast episode on this place yet. I will someday, I promise. Because I find this fascinating, you know, this place. I've heard about it. I never went there, but a lot of people have. Right now it's, I don't know if it's torn down or they converted something. It's not there anymore. So it was around for a long time. It really has. Really was. Mm-hmm. Also, I found a photo of the Pope Brothers store. This one was located at 2850 North Central Avenue in Chicago on the north side. And it was with neon lights. So if you go at night, it would have the General Electric logo and the Pope Brothers neon sign. That was cool. I like that. It is beautiful. Pope Brothers was everyone's favorite store when it came to appliances. I have a Facebook page of that. Also, it was known for their pushy salesmen. As soon as you walk in the door, they just grab you. But, you know, say, no, we want to look around. That happened to my parents. One day we went to Pope Brothers in Fort City. And the one on 83rd, and then it moved to 83rd and Cicero. I thought it was funny. They were trained to do that. Saul Polk, who owned the stores, I guess he said, no, just do that to the customers. You know, most people liked it. Some people didn't like it. They were annoyed, you know, and they felt harassed, but they were doing their job. You know, that's how salesmen are. Okay. Let's see what else. I found an interesting item. I found some party napkins from Children's Bargain Town, USA Toy Store. Then it became Toys R Us. And that's kind of cool. It's got that guy with the top hat and the big mouth. And I love finding items from that particular toy store. It is hard to find, but I love it. And it's very rare. And I remember going to that toy store in South Chicago. It was at 92nd and Commercial. And after that, when we moved to the Ashburn neighborhood, it changed to Toys R Us, and it opened on 81st and Cicero. And there was one on 63rd and Cicero as well. And there were other locations. Somewhere on the north side, too. The other photo I posted, now this one became very popular. This is one of the most popular posts on Van Chicago, and is the Como Inn restaurant. Oh, people miss this place so much, you know, and they're still talking about it to this day. I posted this like 5 days ago, and you still remember the food, the atmosphere. It was located at 546 North Milwaukee by Grand Avenue, and they still miss it. And they used to go whenever they went to like a basketball game, you know, Chicago Bulls or Blackhawks game, you know, to the Chicago Stadium. That was the place to either come back or go to a game or eat before you go there. And the food was spectacular. I never went there. I wish I did. I would love to have that experience. I really would, because I love Italian food. Greek food is my first favorite. Okay, and let's see what else we have. Since St. Patrick's Day was last Friday, and I found a photo. I posted this before a long time ago. It was a photo from 1968 of the St. Patrick's Day Parade on State Street. And it looks like the parade was over in a way, and there was a parked car with some women wearing all green and all that, but it was kind of cool. You know, State Street was, they had the parades there. Now it's being done at Columbus Drive, Columbus Avenue, Southside. So they do it over there. Maybe because Columbus Drive is a big street and do that. It's a very popular parade. Every year they have it. Everyone goes there. There are other parades in Chicago, like, for example, the one on Western Avenue on the Southside. That's popular. Also, there's a couple on the north side. But a lot of people, when they think of St. Patrick's Day Parade, they think of the one in downtown and the one on the south side. Yeah. Okay. And also on St. Patrick's Day, I found an ad also from Weebolt's department store. And they had Irish chocolates for sale. I never knew this. I don't know if it was from Ireland. Maybe. Maybe not. That was dated March 13, 1963. I found the ad in the Chicago Tribune. So I thought it was kind of cool to post that. It really was. Okay. Let's see. Then about yesterday, I posted a photo of the Athens Greek restaurant. This was located at 530 South Halsted Street in the Greektown neighborhood. I remember this restaurant. I never went there. I don't think my parents did. I just want to make sure. I think it relocated to Rush Street later on because of something with the construction. Maybe it had something to do with the Eisenhower Expressway. But a lot of people remembered it, and it's a nice photo. It really is. People have said that Greektown has changed so much. It has. There's only maybe two or three Greek restaurants left, which is true, like Greek Islands and the Athena. Can't think of the other one. Rothiti's has just closed. Parthenon's gone. Pegasus is gone. They have the Atropolis. They have that, or the Nine Muses. Excuse me. Greektown is still a place to go if you want Greek cuisine. You know, there's some in the suburbs, like Greek Islands. I go to Lombard. I love that place. But it has changed. The neighborhood has changed so much. And, you know, that's how it is. What are you going to do? Okay, and let's see what else. And that's it. Okay. So that was fun. So that's it for episode 207. And I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the two theaters, one north, one south. The Granada Theater in Rogers Park. And the other one in the Brighton Park neighborhood in the south side of Chicago, both in Chicago. And they're very well remembered to this day. And also I did a wrap up of past posts on my page, Vanish Chicagoland. Okay, that's all for the show. Like I said in the beginning, I will do an anniversary show this weekend because today is the second anniversary of the launching of Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun. Oh, can't believe it. I've done this for 2 years and over 200 episodes, and I'm still doing it. It's amazing. It really is. It's become very popular. I'm doing my best. Still nervous, you know, I did and all that, but I'm trying. I really am. But my listeners help me. They really help me. Okay, so this is Pico Stanis, your host for Vanish Chicagoland Stories. Thank you for joining me. This episode will be published later, wherever podcasts are available, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Also, you can subscribe to those. Also, be published on my YouTube channel, Vanish Chicagoland Stories. You can subscribe to that. Also, be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter. You just click on that, and it'll take you right to it. It'll be the YouTube version, so it'd be easier. If you have any questions, just let me know. I always get that question. Where can I hear your podcast? And I will tell. The easiest way to access them, listen to my YouTube channel. If you don't want to tap on an app, that's fine. Some people do, some people don't. Okay. So here's bye-bye for me, and here's Ray Rayner closing the show, saying bye-bye-bye with a little traveling music. So long, everyone. Take care.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.